Welcome, everybody, to episode 530 of your RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. On this International Women's Day, gentlemen, how are you?
Shouldn't every day be that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like every day should be like, you know, Black History Year and, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, it's nice to get at least a day of recognition for the women out there. So if you're listening, you know, we love you. And, you know, join our show. Join the chat every Friday, 7 Eastern time. But, yeah, I agree. How about you, Brake? You sounded kind of...
I totally hate women. I don't
know. Brake's not skipping ahead. He's springing ahead because guess what? Daylight savings time.
We'll get to that in my stinkos.
Oh, God. That is the worst, man.
Daylight savings time, like, it gets the bad name. Daylight savings time actually is when we, you know, we spring forward. I think that's where we should stay.
Yeah, like, I don't.
I think we should stop changing time.
I agree. And right now, Bernie's in Phoenix where they never change the time, which is awesome.
I hate in wintertime when I don't know how it is around there, but by 5:30 in January, it's pitch black outside.
Yeah, I totally agree.
5:30, like, totally that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I agree, man. It's the same here. Okay. I think it's the same everywhere, man. Like, I don't mind, obviously, that the time zones make sense, you know, because the way the Earth rotates and stuff for the flat earthers out there. But
I'm getting really sick of the conspiracy people. They're not me and you.
But yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%, Break. I
understand, like, conspiracies that... like, say, like Jeffrey Epstein, like, there's provable evidence,
yeah,
you know,
but then
stuff
it's
like that.
It's not really
supposed
conspiracy.
To like Pizzagate, where it was proven false, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand the people that believe something like that, Jeffrey Epstein, like, there's, I'm sorry, Bernie, I was looking at you in chat, and it's my fault.
Yeah, how dare you?
I don't want to put you guys together, that was, I'm sorry.
How dare
that.
You?
But you know, like, there's been provable evidence and stuff like that, and I just don't know. Anyway,
let's get on with the show, the topic, instead
of going all the way up. Around the world.
Yeah, while we're doing this break, if you could tweet out on the old Twitter, that'd be great. Hang on.
RPG News.
All right, lots of news to get to, Eric. Let's get to it.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got how Judgment has a release date for June 25th, North America and Europe. And there was some more information that was put up yesterday, and they have the new trailer out, and digital pre-orders are also open.
Looks really good. Yeah.
If you pre-order the digital version of the game, you'll be able to play 4 days. So they're doing this bullshit too. Mm-hmm. Why are they copying EA?
I don't know. I think that's a trend with everything. You know,
I mean,
you
get... it's not staggered, but it's still like. Eh.
Yeah, I don't like all that bullshit either, man. I think we should do that for a free for all topic, eventually. You know, this whole thing like where you stagger and you have like EA is definitely the worst at it, where they have like 15 pre-order bonuses at different places, and you know, if you order from Amazon, you get this, and you get 3 days access here, and you know, it's nonsense.
I can commend them for having multiple subtitle options and having dual audio between English and Japanese language, with having different scripts for each.
That's definitely cool.
Can you like flip between them as you're playing? You know, like just sudden, like have them say every other word, like one's English, one's
Japanese.
Oh my
god, that would be the best. If that could happen, man. Like if there was an option for that, I would put that option on every fucking time, just so I could confuse myself further. What's going on in the game? You know what I mean?
I know. I'd be like, Wait, no, wait. Where's the rewind button? What's going on? God,
like a super super dramatic sentence goes on. Like, you know, in games, like there'd be these cutscenes and like, you know. Well,
they're only doing like two English scripts for the English localization for the dub and then the Japanese dub.
Yeah.
Well, but I think the subtitles for the French, German, Italian, and Spanish versions are all based on the Japanese dub, though.
Yeah. I think you're, if you're a fan of the Yakuza series, this is going to be the game for you. So there's a lot of anticipation for this. I expect it to be really good. I'm totally down with this game. I played just a teeny bit of one of the Yakuza games that I got. Probably not in the right order that it should be, because I'm always asking you guys which, you know, what order. But
keep forgetting because you don't play the goddamn game.
I don't. I got too much other shit to play. That's right. But I mean, I don't want to play that series until I have every single Yakuza game in my collection. So, you know. So, all right, let's move on. Breakman,
coming to us live from RPG Site. Enderal Forgotten Stories isn't just a mod for Skyrim. It's a damn good RPG in its own right, says the author of this story. Last year, I provided my thoughts on Fallout New California, a total conversion of Fallout New Vegas. Okay. And while I was not completely blown away, I was genuinely impressed with the level of creativity on display with the passion project. You know what? I was going to, like, bitch and moan and make critical comments, but then I just realized, like, this is like the first time in forever where I've read a story from RPG Site that wasn't just repeating the first fucking, like, the first paragraph wasn't just a repeat of the headline.
Yeah.
Whoever this guy or girl or
Brian Battelle
or whoever this person is, Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for not regurgitating.
I appreciate not repeating myself. Like, I sound stupid enough without repeating myself.
I need to clip that out, man. That's fantastic. But
it was my first real experience with a mod of that scale, and it left me open to trying out similar fan-created works in the future. It turns out that I didn't have to wait long at all, because Enderal Forgotten Stories, a total conversion mod for The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim from German modding team Sure AI, released on Steam last month, and 80 hours later, wow! I'm a little bit floored with how much fun I've had. Apparently you really like that, 80 hours since just last month.
Yeah, that's
it's
really...
the eighth of it, dude.
That's
so
good work.
Buster's talking about Judgment, where he says that instead of playing as a Yakuza guy, you're playing as a badass investigator instead, but the thing is, you're a badass investigator that was basically screwed out of his defense attorney trial that he went through that caused him to lose his badge.
Well, still, that's badass. So, yeah, I can't wait for it either.
So you're the good guy for once, as opposed to being a mafia guy.
Yeah.
Well, in the Yakuza.
I mean, it's not Yakuza games, never mind.
What do you think?
I'm just saying, in the Yakuza games, you're ex-Yakuza.
What do you think about my idea, guys, for modders? Right? Like, you know, I want these guys to get paid somehow, because they do a lot of times, if it's a really good one, like this one seems to be a really good one, they don't get paid for all that work that goes into modding. So why don't they do something where, like...
Well, I don't know, like, Counter-Strike was basically just a mod for Half-Life.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, there are rare instances where mods get, you know, the people get paid. But why not do something where you have, like, an open-source type thing, and then the modders get, you know, 50% of the take of whatever they sell. So if they happen to come up with a really good mod like this, Enderal sounds like it's a really good mod for Skyrim, why not sell it?
Because Bethesda sucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could make a shit ton of money and they could help the community out, but they don't. Ugh. These bigger companies are getting on my fucking nerves, man. All right, let's move on to the next story.
There's actually some few more, a couple more paragraphs.
Yeah,
I'd
go
like
for
to
it.
Read on this story, because this writer, like, oh my god, like I haven't seen this kind of. There's like paragraphs and stuff. It's like an actual story from RPG Site.
It is, man. There's a lot to it.
I'm completely in shock here.
All right, go ahead.
I feel like I should read a little bit more, at least. Some of the nitty-gritty to get out of the way first. Enderal in itself isn't a new release. It originally came out back in 2016, and it won several Mod of the Year accolades back then already. Well, what's new this time is that it's essentially a soft relaunch of the game on Steam, complete with official achievements, new quest lines, new talent trees, and sorts of tweaks and features you'd expect to see in the end-year definitive package for a big retail title. Enderal is absolutely free for Skyrim owners. Wow. Again, I say wow. And to be frank, after dumping so much time into over the last couple weeks, I feel like, you put 80 hours in only 2 weeks? Is this your... Man, I don't get paid to play Skyrim mods. I feel like I'm effectively robbing someone blind. This is worth considering, even if you have to pay full price for Ulrim. I think it's that good.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. There are certain mods out there that are super intriguing, super interesting, and these people put a lot of work into it. They should be paid, plain and simple.
And just a couple more things on here. Enderal is completely independent of Skyrim's world and lore, so you can play the mod without even really caring about this game. And calling Enderal a Skyrim mod might not properly incentivize people to think of this as a standalone, fully featured RPG experience. It actually is, and a good one at that. At a moment in time where historical single-player Western RPG developers are struggling to find their footing with multiplayer-focused excursions that are leaving several fans feeling burnt, here's something that at the very least might make the long wait for the Elder Scrolls 6 feel just a bit shorter. Though at this point, I might just be looking forward to Sure AI's next project a little bit more. And he actually really went into detail on this. I'm really impressed by somebody at RPG Sites, writing. You said Ryan somebody?
Yeah, his name is...
Well, this is what happens when you cover a mod project rather than an official game that you just regurgitating the press release.
Brian Vitale.
Brian Vitale. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right under the fucking heading. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's all good.
That's stupid.
No, I like it.
Yeah, anyway, I'm cool.
You know, the worst is this site that shall not be named. That's the worst one. RPG Site's actually fairly good, except like what Eric was saying with their regurgitation of press releases.
Well, everybody regurgitates.
Yeah, that's not just them. No, my problem with them is when your story heading is the same as your first paragraph, essentially.
Yeah, just come up with something different. I mean,
yeah. All right.
Then you could make the press release.
Fantastic work from Brian Vitale over at RPG Site. You guys should pay this guy. Pay that man and pay Eric Kelly. Right. Yeah.
What was her name?
Thing that I need to put up later.
Yeah. What was that, break?
What was her name? Something AI. I can't remember what their name was now. Sure AI. Sorry.
Yeah.
And pay Sure AI.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story because this is a long article break and we could spend all day just on mods and stuff. But let's the next story from RPG Site as well, from Adam Vitale, so maybe a brother. Sword Art Online Hollow Realization Deluxe Edition for Nintendo Switch launches on May 24th. And, of course, he falls into that same trap.
God damn it.
Yep.
His brother did such a better job.
I'm glad there's not.
Then he puts out this lazy article. I'm guessing this is the older brother because this the younger brothers usually, you know,
more
has a younger brother
trying to make an impression.
Like they're going out of their way to try and show the best job they can. Where the older brother's just like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. The title, which includes the base game plus all season pass combat. I'm glad there was no video on this because every time I play video of anything Bandai Namco, they fucking try to copyright strike my you know, RP Grinders, and it's just wrong. And every time I fight it, I win because
they're giving you free ads. Don't copyright strike us for this.
They do. They every fucking time that I play. That's why I just refuse to play Bandai Namco video. I just don't do it because they copyright strike it. So it's just stupid. All right, let's.
Let me know when they come up with VR. Like make this game like the actual anime. Then I'll be interested.
It's good stuff. Sword Art Online's pretty good stuff, man. But, you know.
A lot of people hate it, but, I mean, there's legitimate reasons for hating it, but I think the hate goes overboard.
Yeah, I agree. I don't mind it. I've seen it. I haven't played a lot of Sword Art Online, but it looks okay. You know.
The worst problem for me for Sword Art Online is that, like, the writer for the series just can't seem to, like, avoid writing rapists into the story. Or almost
Jeez.
rapists.
Ugh. Yeah, on
I
International
mean,
Women's Day,
maybe
that's.
that's their way of saying, like, this is a problem.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
maybe
Yeah,
that,
like.
maybe.
No, it's like, maybe you're right, and it's like, the show takes place in 2026, so it's like, it's still a problem, so that's what
Yeah,
they're
like,
saying.
that's kind of my impression when a lot of times you're right, like, it's
Basically,
just.
Tano, basically, Japan, get your shit together, otherwise we'll still be dealing with this in a couple of years.
A
How was
lot of
that?
times, yeah, like, you're right, like, it's ridiculous, but sometimes, say, like, that, what's that Hulu show, A Handmaid's Tale or something like that, there's a lot of rape in that, but the point, like, there's a point to the rape, you know?
Yeah, I like that show quite a bit. At least the first season. I haven't seen
I've never
anything.
seen it. I
Oh,
just know, I know about
the
it.
first season is great, man. Like, I highly recommend watching it. It's
Like, I don't know what this Western was I was watching, but there was, like, a 2-minute rape scene in it. It was the most uncomfortable feeling I've had watching a movie in a while. Like,
That's probably the point, though.
yeah. Irreversible is another movie that has an extended rape scene that's like, I think, longer than 2 minutes break, and it's super uncomfortable, man. It's a good movie, but it's really hard to watch. It's like those I Spit on Your Grave movies. I mean, anytime that there's a rape scene, it's really hard to watch. I can't imagine a woman, period, watching those type of movies, but a woman that's been raped even more, you know. But if it's done in a way that it's showing that it's a bad thing and, you know, stuff like that, then I
Yeah,
mean,
in the Western I was watching not so much, and that's why it was more uncomfortable than normal. Like, oh, like,
yeah.
this is just like exploitation type stuff. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like the exploitation type shit, but if it's like a revenge story, I'm all for it, man. Like those, I reviewed the I Spit on Your Grave movies. Those were hit or miss, but a couple of them like hit, you know. So I'm really impressed, especially the old one. It's hard to watch, but the revenge factor, man, that's why you watch those movies. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is about how Zanki Zero Last Beginning is getting talks about the localization changes that they're doing for the game so they can get it to the list. But
Is this the first Zonky Zero game?
I think it's the only one.
Did you
Okay,
just
then I don't think they need, with a name like that, I don't think you need to add, like, the subtitle, like, Last Beginning or anything like that. That's enough, like,
No,
Zonky Zero.
that refers to the gameplay element, I think.
I know, but still, it's, like, kind of distracting from, like, your name, like, Zonky Zero. Like, what the f what?
The subtitle might actually be a direct translation of the title.
Yeah. Welcome into chat, Positivity Bot and Undefined Ninja. Welcome.
Why are you a goat? And is this not goat?
Goat
Oh my god,
Simulator.
if this is Goat Simulator, the Japanese version, I'm fucking out.
I have Goat
No.
Simulator. That's awesome, man. How dare you
Oh,
disparage?
I know people like you that like that. You're wrong, it's a terrible
It
game.
is a terrible game, but that's the whole
This isn't
point.
that.
No. I was just kidding because they were shown as a goat character.
Yeah, I did see that, man. That was pretty awesome.
There is a goat in Pokemon called Gogo. It's one of the best Pokemon in that generation.
Just eat everything.
It's a grass type goat that has a lot of cool attacks that are really strong.
I know, they just eat its enemies.
I
It's
have a
good.
theory.
It's kind of tanky.
I have a theory about not cows, goats, man. I think goats are going to be the true rulers of the earth because they're like the most benign. Like if you think about it, like we
On our
obviously,
flat earth? Is this where the story's
yes,
going?
it's on the flat earth, man, for
Okay.
sure. But like if you think about it, like cows are screwed because we eat cows like crazy, right? Cows and you know everything else, pigs. But like I know we eat like goats and stuff, but like it's like super rare. Not a lot of people eat goat. So I think they're plotting their like ultimate animal revenge, man. Have you ever
I've
seen?
never even heard how it tastes.
Have you ever
All
seen?
have goat.
It's gross. I hate goat. But
All have goat cheese.
have you ever like
I'm pretty sure those are completely different things.
have you ever seen
Like
like
I've had deer before. It's like, oh, like Deer hunters, you know, if you guys want to eat that meat, good on you. I don't want none of it.
I agree.
Shit.
I'm
Nasty.
100% with you. And if you like, if you don't like that, you wouldn't like goat, man. Because goat has, like, to me, like this gamey, weird.
I had venison once, but it was seasoned, so who knows?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of deer, man. There's a lot of deer hunters here in Colorado. It's just every once in a while you get a hold of it, and it's
Let's
to
get
me.
back to the article.
But hold on, let me tell you about goats, man. The reason I'm saying goats are gonna be the last things on the planet. Look at those eyes, man. Those eyes are the most evil fucking looking eyes ever. Have you guys ever seen The Witch?
No.
Oh God,
Wait,
what?
no, actually we did. You we did that before we got or before you did got cut off from showing movies. We did it as a movie night, remember?
I don't
What, The
know. I don't
Witch?
know if they're evil looking.
With Nicolas
Like,
Cage, right?
goat eyes remind me of frog eyes, and frogs are pretty
Oh God, maybe those it's
docile
like a
creatures.
world domination type thing between goats and toads, toads and goats. But no,
No,
the
be
witch,
careful with
man.
toads, man. They look pretty. The prettier they are, the more
Well,
deadly
I'm
they
telling
are.
you, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. But
Especially
I
Mario Party
seriously,
toads.
I don't trust
The
goats,
general
man.
rule for survivalists is with a frog or toad, the more colorful it is, the more deadly it is.
Don't lick
Those are
the
all
toad. Just don't lick it. Don't lick the
Yeah.
toad. But you guys got to watch some movie called The Witch, man, because there's a fucking goat in there. They call him Black Phillip, and holy
I saw
fuck.
it. He gave a review on the show.
Wait, I'm saying that's the show. That's the movie you play with Nicolas Cage, right? And they're
No.
escorting the witch and the. No, then what the hell was that movie? God damn
was
it.
Season of War of the Witch.
Oh, okay. Never
Yeah,
mind.
no.
Never mind.
But
God
man,
damn it, mother mine.
it's a lying title, by the way.
yeah,
A
no,
lot.
the moral of the story is goats are evil. Let's just get back to it, break. Next story.
No, I haven't read this yet at
Ah,
all.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let's go. What?
Fucking tirade about goats.
Yeah. Okay,
I mute
continue.
myself.
Go ahead, Derek.
Western. Okay, here are the changes for the Western market for the PS4 and Steam versions of the game. PlayStation 4 packaging art has been altered. Says images. Basically, they made it less child. I don't know, sexual stuff. But, so there's probably less boob or cleavage being shown. But, because I don't have the picture of it to see what it's actually talking about. And bedroom scene CGIs, panties were visible in the Japanese release, and now they're wearing pajama bottoms.
Ugh.
And these are all based on, like, one character.
Like, are these short vagina bottoms, or like, are they like long? Like, what? How? Gotta be more
I'm
specific.
looking at the character art. They don't look like kids to me. You know, like certain anime, like they
Well, yeah,
really
but
do.
here's the idea. Here's the thing. It's the game's about your characters who only like live for like a certain period of time, and they age really quickly, but
Oh,
they're
that's
probably
weird.
based on their age.
Okay.
So they're like Salarians from Mass Effect. Like they have a 40-year lifespan, so
Yeah.
they grow and evolve quicker.
It's much shorter than 40, though.
Right. But I'm using that as an
The whole
example.
idea of the game is to figure out why that's happening and stop it from happening.
Okay, it's more like a mayfly. Basically, they live a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like
I
that,
think
yeah.
it's like 2 weeks though instead. Or
Wow.
month.
Man, that would suck.
That really would suck, man. Like you'd have to really I don't know how to even put this. You'd have to
2 weeks or 2 months, I can't remember. It's like one of those.
Yeah. Bernie in chat says she's being overwhelmed with babies right now. Ugh.
I would be having sex every day, all day long, until the day I died at that. Like, you want to go to work today? Fuck you. No, I'm not going to work today.
You'd
I
be
mean, fuck you.
that's the plot line, but I'm thinking that the game is going to take place over the course of days, and the days are going to be longer than you think they would be.
Break would be getting it in, man. He wouldn't be fucking around,
I'd
man.
be talking to every girl I saw, like, hey, baby, you want to do it? We're gonna die in a couple days. Whatever. Fuck you. Hey, next. Do you want to do it?
Next. What if there's only like a selection of like three, four chicks and there was like three, four dudes, man? Like you'd have a hard time, man. Like it...
I'd have to figure out a way
so
to kill
they're
one.
Basically doing all this just so like it satisfies Sony's new policies.
You know, if I'm gonna die in a couple in a month, you know, fuck guilt and killing those motherfuckers. Guys are blocking my vagina.
So, like, with Sony's new policy, Eric, like, you couldn't have a game where you went to a strip club or something? Like, that's, you know.
No.
Ugh. All
You
right.
just couldn't have the stripping part in it.
Oh, Jesus
Well, they had,
Christ.
what was, Grand Theft Auto games have had it before. They've had strip clubs, but they generally, like, covered up. They put stuff on, like, the nipples and stuff, like,
Yeah, but those are also adults. These are people who are still technically minors.
Yeah, this is kind of
God.
weird the way they.
Cartoons,
It's hard to
man.
classify them as minors when they grow up in two and when they grow up and die in 2 months,
I
you
guess they're
know,
just playing
or
it
2 weeks.
safe. I don't know. I guess I can see
It's
their
weird.
point. Whatever. All right. Next. Holy shit. Sorry about that, guys.
Next tattoo.
Next hot chew. Next story break.
Next bless you.
Yeah, exactly. Next story break, man.
Oh, my turn? Okay, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Romancing Saga 3 has been delayed.
You skipped something.
Yeah,
Did?
I'll get to that one next, Eric. Go ahead.
The Octopath Traveler. Shit, I didn't mean to close
No,
that one.
it was the
People have
Alliance.
to wait a bit longer for Romancing Saga 3. The remaster of the classic RPG will not be arriving in early 2019. Akitoshi Kawazu, the Saga series creator, noted on Twitter that the team is doing its best. Noted on Twitter that the team is doing its best, but they would appreciate it if fans would be patient for a little while longer. Well, yeah, good luck with that. I fans and patient don't mix. So good luck with that. And this game will be coming out for Switch,
I don't
PlayStation,
know.
Xbox One, PC,
It takes a
Android,
special
and
person.
iOS.
Takes a special person to play a Saga game and enjoy it. So I think they can be patient.
There are a lot of
That's probably true, but.
menu. Romancing Saga, if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, it was very menu driven, like super menu driven.
You're
I
thinking
just
of
remember.
Limited Saga.
Ah, okay. I knew I was. I just
I
kind of
remember
reminded me
just
of
hating the original Romancing Saga. Just hating
something.
it so much. I tried playing it. Spent my hard-earned
Well,
money on it. You know, I'm gonna play it. Like, I want to invest in it. But it was like.
technically, the one you played was a remake.
It was like playing Highlight again, you know? Like, it's like a friend let me borrow this. Like, I wanna enjoy it. I wanna play it. Like, I'm trying. Like, goddamn, I'm trying to like this game, but fuck, it hates fun. I don't know. What the fuck? Who made this game? I wanna punch them.
Looks like Wyland just joined chat. What's up,
Are you
Wyland?
talking about Saga Frontier? Or are you talking about Unlimited Saga? Or are you talking about Romancing Saga Minstrel Song?
Whatever the first PlayStation Saga game was.
That was Saga Frontier. Yeah, Saga Frontier is definitely not for anybody. I like it, but I can see why a lot of other people don't.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to
Just
something.
hated it. I hated the people who made it. I just everything
You
about it
need
made me want to hate.
the right kind of brain to play it, and yes, it's not one of Kawaz's better Saga games.
I need the right kind of brain to play it. They should put
Yeah.
that on the back of the box.
Breakman has the wrong type of brain, period, to play
You need
almost
the right
anything,
type
so.
of brain to play this.
Like I said, Wyland's in chat. What's up, Wyland? All right, next story comes to us from Zocanera.
I'd say that's translation for breaks too much of American. That's what.
Breaks to American. Yeah, how dare you be American, break.
No, like,
Yeah,
I
Dungeon
guess
said
I
he
need to
couldn't
be
stand
more
it.
what
Dungeon's too American.
Asian? American slash normie. I don't
I
know.
need to be more Asian or what?
Not normie.
I need to be more woman. I need to act more like a woman.
Wyland is.
Are you like not listening to me? I say you're a normie. That's what I meant.
Yeah, you're a normie. I don't even know what that means. Wyland, you're redownloading MK9 apparently, thinking about running through story mode. That wouldn't be too bad. Not too American, more like have better taste in RPGs, Dungeon said. All right, that's fair
That's
point.
what I meant, because, like, if you're American, you're probably all in the Call of Duties and Halos.
How dare you? How dare you?
Not too American, more like have better taste in RPGs. Thank you, Westbuster.
That's what I said. Damn it. You guys don't listen to me. I'm walking off the show.
I just want to say.
Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. The Alliance Alive HD remaster announced for PS4, Switch, and PC this fall in Japan. So I'm not going to reread the same sentence again.
And once you're done with that, I'll go back to the story I skipped.
That's the story that you skipped. I'm doing that right now.
No. Yeah. The story I skipped was Octopath Traveler.
No. The story you skipped was this one that I'm reading right now.
It was?
That you're, yes.
You're sure it wasn't Octopath Traveler?
I'm almost 100% certain.
I don't believe you. Eric, what's the truth?
The truth is that you skipped the Alliance Alive article.
Thank you. Jesus
damn
Christ.
Damn it! You're supposed to like lie to me and make me feel better.
How dare you? How dare you? Chrono Trigger isn't an FPS, Dungeon says. So how dare you, Eric, insinuate that Dungeon ever even thinks about playing FPSs, even though he just played
Dungeon. I never talked about Dungeon Buster.
Oh, okay. Well, how dare you? Anyways.
It must have been. I'm sorry.
Famitsu Magazine.
I don't know if Break has a better taste in RPGs, considering he barely plays them anymore.
Oh, how dare you? He does play them. He just plays a lot of mobile ones. How dare you? Famitsu Magazine report also mentions that the HD remaster of The Alliance Alive, I haven't played a lot of RPGs lately, to be honest with you, remaster is being made by staff that worked on Romancing Saga 2 and Suikoden. It's also been discovered via Gamatsu that a URL from NIS America shows Alliance Alive, so there's a good chance it'll make an appearance for a localization announcement during NIS America Showcase 2019 on March 11th, which is coming up. So something to look forward to, I guess, here in the West, Alliance Alive. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Yeah, if you didn't like Saga Frontier, you'll probably like Alliance Alive a lot more because it plays more like a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah. Wyland says, after seeing the story mode trailer for MK11, I want to run through 9 and 10 again. Good luck with that, Wyland. With who, which character? Dungeon says, I bet Brake would play a Halo RPG. Of course he would. I think he did play a Halo RPG.
The point is that Brake would have fun. That's the point.
All right, next story. Eric.
Next story is about the Octopath Traveler, Champion of the Continent. It's a mobile game, but it's not going to have gacha or free-to-play elements. It's going to be a single-player RPG.
That's interesting. Would you play it? On mobile.
What do they mean by gacha? They mean like
the gacha, you know, type stuff. You know what Gachapon is?
Mm-mm.
They're basically the capsules that you can go to, the little kiosks you can go to that you spend money on to get things out of a capsule. I'm sure you've seen them.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
I think I know.
Yes.
Basically, it's like random, so it's like kind of like a loot box.
this looks like it could just be ported over to the Switch very easily. But
who knows if it will? But I don't see why they wouldn't, considering. I mean, Square decided to offload the publishing cost on Nintendo for it, but they could just do that again.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a prequel because it apparently takes place before any of the events of the first game, even though the game's set up in such a way that I guess lore-wise it takes place before that, but it's set up in such a way that, like, I don't think any of the stories in these new 8 characters are going to, like, influence the stories of those first 8 characters.
Dungeon says, a mobile RPG with no gacha elements? What madness is this? It looks good. It does look good. It looks exact.
But this isn't the only Octopath article that we have.
I'm watching the screenshot, and there's a guy who's, like, huge. He looks like a regular character, and then there's the chibi-type character. It's funny to see something like that.
Yeah. But,
that's a Final Fantasy-type thing I've seen before. Yeah.
But basically, the other article is about how the official Twitter account shared that a new console game is also in production.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Maybe a sequel. Maybe, you know, a parallel. I don't know. But it would be interesting to get a port on the Switch. I'm guessing that they will. So, you know. All right, so they're working on another one. Breakman, go with the next story after the Octopath Traveler stories.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Fist is a Metroidvania about a rabbit with a giant mech arm. That's interesting.
You skipped another story, but that's okay. Continue with this.
Oh, one. How the f-
Continue on, man.
During the China Hero Project showcase today, new game Fist, working title by Tai Games, which is part of the second batch of games created under the project, was shown off. The game is a Metroidvania genre game featuring a rabbit with a fist to grind. Players will need to battle through the world using the rabbit's giant mech arm attached to its back armor. Here's the full description according to PlayStation blog, and this rabbit looks angry. The developers of Tai Games are a group of console games fans. After working in the game industry for a few years, they want to make something from their hearts, a console game they themselves and other players will all love to play. I've said before, like, the Metroidvania is probably my favorite type of game. With that in mind, Tao Zhang, the founder of Tai Games, called upon his friends to join him to establish Tai Games in
Break
2016.
Used to rejection, man.
I'm just skipping ahead here. Fist is the second game from Tai Games. It is a Metroidvania game that the player will play as a... Oh my god, why am I repeating myself? exploring a vivid diesel punk world and fighting against the evil robot army. There will be a vast world map for the player to explore, to meet with friends, NPCs, and encounter enemies. Discover items and weapons and seek for answers for secrets hidden behind. Well, yeah, it's Metroidvania. Metroidvania is a very popular genre in recent years, or, you know,
since forever.
Since PlayStation.
Exactly.
Since Symphony of the Night. Anyway, you can find great games of the genre on all console platforms. Competition is indeed very tough for any developers. However, Tai Games still wants to give it a shot because they want their Fist to be considered as one of these great Metroidvania games in the future. Okay, well, good luck to them. Hopefully I'll get to play it.
Looks really good. I love the
Metroidvania.
Yeah, it looks really good. I have high hopes for it. I mean, you can't go wrong with the bony. Yeah, you can't go wrong with the bony.
Bony.
Well, I mean, I was going to say boner, but, you know, that's just fact. But a bunny with a robot arm is what I was trying to say. So there you go. It looks like what's that? Bio Commando or what's that one?
Bionic Commando.
Bio Commando. Yeah, there you go. Bionic Commando. But with the rabbit. So it looks cool. Looks really cool. I'm interested. All right, I'm going to go back to this. I'm going to do two stories in a row so we can get these stories.
However, I don't even know how I skipped. What did I skip? I don't.
AI Limit announced for PlayStation 4. Did you do that? Did you do the AI Limit?
I thought we did that one.
No,
anyway.
We didn't.
God, Break is off his game today. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Let me get caught up on chat. He said he pooped today. That's the new hashtag going around. I pooped today. So there you go.
My dog pooped today. Does that count?
Yes, it does. So there you go. You can use that hashtag.
I'll take pictures next time. Let everybody know.
Yeah. Why can't there be a happy robot army for once? Exactly.
Apparently... Freak has killed one of his children.
Yeah, exactly. Grounded because she doesn't do her clothes and gets mad when told to do them. Yeah, trust me.
And then his son got an F on a math test, you know, because he's... I understand you want him to smack him because he hasn't figured out how to turn that into a B.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're good enough... I mean, it's not very... You don't even have to be good. It's not very hard to make that look like a B instead of an F.
Right, right.
You should be ashamed of him for not being able to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So this is a game that was revealed. I'm not going to get too into it, but there's no date on it, so I'm not going to give it so much play. So I don't even know a date, but it's announced. AI Limit announced. Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Hardcore Mecha introduces its action-packed story campaign in China Hero Project trailer. So I just mentioned that single-player campaign is set to be about 7 hours long, which seems kind of low. While the game will also feature versus multiplayer in real time. Apart from the main story, was previously revealed that the game will have side stories where you can play a side character. So that's cool. That's really cool. All right. Let's see. I'll go ahead and do this next story. Well, actually. Breakman, why don't you do this next story? Because you're a Diablo fan.
Well, isn't everybody?
Yeah, I am. I don't know about Eric. I think Eric's...
I don't know about the original Diablo. It's kind of dated.
It's dated, but it's still fun. It's still
fun. Coming to us live from South Carolina. Diablo goes to GOG with HD resolution support and no DRM.
Yes, that is really key right there.
DRM is the worst. In a now easier to play classic action RPG, Blizzard has revealed Diablo is now available through GOG, which is, I thought, going out of business and having lots of problems. They're not going out of business, but it seems like they're heading that way. People who pick up digital copy will be able to enjoy it without any sort of DRM. I'm going to have to probably go check this out. No, we'll work on modern OS and be able to possibly see it a little clearer with HD resolution support. It does not include the Diablo Hellfire expansion. Well, that's kind of lame.
That is lame.
When people buy Diablo for $9.99 through GOG, they get two versions of the game.
Yeah, I don't like
the one is the BattleNet version that is identical to the one released years ago. It used classic BattleNet, blah, blah, blah. The GOG enhanced version is the one with HD resolution support, greater OS compatibility, and other adjustments to make it look run better on modern PCs. Okay, maybe that's, I don't know if that's worth $10 for a game that's, what, 25 years old?
Yeah, I was saying like a $5 price point might be, you know. But Dungeon is saying it's crazy that it actually went up on GOG, so it is crazy. So it's on there now.
It came out in 96, so 23 years old. Yeah, it's 23. Almost 25, yeah.
It doesn't hold up super well. I mean, it is what it is, but I don't know. It still might be worth playing. I just don't think $10 the proper price point. So, Freak 5 still bitching about his kids, which, you know what? if anybody's got a bitch about their kids, man, it would be me, but that's for a different day. All right, Eric, I'm going
to
let you...
Oh, my God, hold on. Yeah. I got home Tuesday night. My daughter left a letter on my computer that said whether I liked it or not, she was ungrounded.
Oh!
And you didn't murder her on the spot. Oh my God.
I like the boldness, man. You gotta give her points for boldness.
That's the kind of shit I would say to my parents. Like the
I like the boldness.
I was a bad kid because my parents were really lax.
I might even unground her for that because that's pretty bold. Like if you know, I mean, that's showing assertiveness. I mean, this is National Women's Day, Freak 5. So I mean, you gotta give her a little bit of credit, man. That's pretty, you know, I don't know. Bernie says, my one-year-old niece was trying to push me off the bed because I was ignoring her listening to the show. Yeah, cages. That's what you need, Bernie. Just put that one-year-old right in a cage like they do at the border. And that was...
What a playpen's for. They're 1 year old.
No, you put them in a cage. You know, fuck that shit. You put them in a cage and you, like, put a, like, a pit bull that, like, has, you know...
Yeah, like, why are you here, freak? Like, you should have been on the national news for murdering your children.
Exactly. Happened on Tuesday.
And, you know, people would have hated you and stuff like that, but once they got the story, I think they would have understood.
You know, I do love Remy, Bernie, but, you know, there's only so much a person can take that a cage won't take care of for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you throw them right in a cage. You have a couple of pit bulls, starving pit bulls on the outside, you know, just to throw a little terror in their life and let them know who's boss. That's what I'm saying, you know.
No, pigs.
Yeah,
even they eat everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Or goats. Well, I'm sorry. We talked about goats earlier. Yep.
Although goats would eat everything in sight, man. Like, you know, you can't control goats.
Everything that's evil. Grass or something because they're herbivores.
We do have a goat simulator. Break.
We could sprinkle them with like grass. We rub grass on them or something.
Bertie says she needs that cage right now. Yeah, a couple of pit bulls, starving pit bulls in a cage for a 1 year old. That barking pit bulls. That would be, they'd have to bark and bite. Like you can't have the nice pit bulls, which most pit bulls are super nice. But you know, you need the ones that
you have the ones that are bred to fight.
That's right. That's right. The ones that are like in dog fights. You know, the Michael Vick versions of pit bulls. That's what
the more I hear about Red Dead Redemption 2, the more I hate the entire concept of Red Dead Redemption 2.
I like our. I have to
dispose of a body in Red Dead Redemption 2 by leaving it in a pig pen.
It does not sound like a fun game to me because like you have to take care of things like you have to shave and eat and drink water. What is this, a survival RPG? I mean, this is stupid.
Yeah, no. I kind of agree with that. If you got to do all that.
It sounds less like a game and more like a simulator.
Yeah.
I kind of like would be the guy who'd never shave and never, you know, stuff like that. Like, it'd stop the poop in the middle of combat. Like, hold on, everybody, I gotta stop. I got, oh, my character's got
you
shit.
You need a
Sorry.
Fucking chihuahua, those little shit. They are evil, man. They're dangerous little fucking dogs, man. Chihuahuas.
Penalizing you in GTA San Andreas when you have to worry about all the different little stats, but like this time they're actually negative effects if you don't take care of them.
I can totally right. see that. Dungeon says he hated the horse, so Dungeon would know. Dungeon's like an expert level player, man. I was watching Dungeon. Well, fuck. I'll talk about it later. Let's get on with this. Eric, do the last two stories real quick, please.
And the last two stories is that. Bloodstained Curse of the Blue Moon, which is the Castlevania 3 knockoff that they made to tide us over until Bloodstained comes out.
Which I've been playing.
Yeah.
Is being released by Limited Run Games, of course it is, which means you gotta get it now or you won't get it, probably. Because
yeah.
Fuck Limited Run Games, fuck them.
Well, they're based on a solid business model, man. I don't have any problems with them, man. They do what they do. They make money and they get out. You know, that's what you're supposed to do. So, what? All right, continue on, Eric. What else?
But says it'll be PlayStation Vita copies, so that's neat. No pre-orders. So yeah, the ones get them while you can, and they'll probably be gone. Within seconds, because that's how Limited Run Games works.
Yeah.
But, let's see. They'll be doing, 3DS, Switch, PlayStation 4, Vita, Xbox One, PC. It doesn't say which, but from the advertisement, it doesn't look like the 3DS is one of those games.
Hmm.
Or one of those platforms. Yeah. Or the Xbox One. They're just showing the PS4 and the Switch and Vita.
Which is weird. You would think the 3DS would get precedent over the Vita, but whatever. All right, Eric, that's enough on that story. What do we got for the last story?
But last story is... Let me get the load first. Thank you, computer. So this is Ron... Lost Islands is a new PS4 survival action RPG that looks like For Honor. I don't know if I'd go that far, because there's lots of gunplay going on. But, it looks more like that Ubisoft pirate game was gonna be
Black
like.
Flag? Yeah. Oh, no, talking about the pirate one. Yeah.
The one that's not even out yet.
Yeah. It looks good. But, I mean, if this is gameplay, it looks good. I'm looking.
But it says developers at T Games, which are a group of console game fans, after working in game industry for a few years, they say they wanted to make something from their hearts, a console game that they play themselves and others will all love to play. Oh, wait. This is the Fist article, isn't it? They fucked up here. Of course they did.
If I'm looking at this game, it looks a little stiff to me. The way the characters are moving, you know what I'm saying. Like the animations
don't be fun, but they need to obviously work on some more.
Yeah, there's some work to be had with this game. So you know, whatever. Take it with a grain of salt. It's not out.
Everybody in the comment section is saying that they basically copy pasted fucked up. Oh man, thanks Sal Canera for your being Sal Canera.
Yeah. Yeah, they suck. That was wow, but I'm just looking at the footage.
I think what they were trying to do is that it was a press release that had multiple items in there, and they kind of forgot to, you know, cut and paste properly.
Yeah.
So.
Oh man. Jesus. So, yeah, I'm just looking at the footage. The footage looks okay. Like I said, the animations look a little stiff. So we'll wait on more information on that. But that is the news. There's not a lot of homie discounts. There is another... There's always stuff on the PlayStation Store. There's, you know, stuff on everything. But there's nothing super... I looked through it all. There's nothing too major. So, with that in mind, let us go to...
Twitter comments.
Any Twitter comments, Breakman?
There is one from Freak5Cast. He had a funny thought he wanted to share with us. Funny thought today, a mashup of Harry Potter and Big Mouth. Basically, redo the movies and all the kids have hormone monsters. I would totally watch that.
I like the Harry Potter series, man. I think it's great.
I don't really care about Harry Potter, but fucking Big Mouth is hilarious.
It's really good. The only thing I will say, the first movie sucks because it's like it's so candy and so kiddy. But after one, it just those movies get progressively better. But I wouldn't mind that at all. I would not mind that in the least. That would be really good. So is that it on Twitter?
I'll say with the Harry Potter franchise, I've only seen bits and parts of like other ones after the first movie. Like the first movie was one of those movies like I walked away from. I was watching it and was just so fucking bored with the first movie.
Yeah, the first one. If you can get past the first one, break it. It's a really great.
I think the first movie is a testament to how done Chris Columbus is as a director.
Yeah, the first movie wasn't the greatest, but I mean, it was good. It was like, serviceable.
Like
but
Chris Columbus did the Home Alone movies, and I think he peaked there.
Yeah, I like the Home Alone movies too, by the way. But all right, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. What have you been playing?
Let me see. I've been playing the normal phone stuff. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, I've been playing the Bloodstained Curse of the Moon game, which is getting a physical release. And it's, like I said, it's, and Eric said, it's basically an homage of the original Castlevania game. It's set up in a way that you can beat it in different ways to get multiple types of endings and stuff like that. I think there's like 6 total endings. After like the fourth time of beating it, playing it all the way through, I was like, yeah, it's all right. That's a great game. Like, I enjoy it, but I don't know if I want to play through it just to see the other 2 endings. And, played all the way through the game. There's not much new.
Yeah.
Different hidden paths, but nothing like really rewarding.
Mm. You know? Yeah, most of the power ups that either raise your attack or your HP can be found like on the normal path.
Yeah. I don't want to like diss the game. Like I really like how the how it lets you choose if you want to like ignore the people or you can kill them or let them join your party. And if you kill it's if you kill them you get like special powers for killing them. It's like, oh, sweet. I get powered up for killing these assholes and stuff. Bring them along. All right, then.
Breakman is either fucking the NPCs or killing
it's
them.
It's fucking them or fucking them over.
All right, anything else, Break?
So, after the fourth time playing through, I'm like, yeah, I'll probably play this game again. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, it's a lot of fun, but there's nothing really new for me to play through for the fifth and sixth time. This isn't back in the Nintendo days when we didn't have a lot of options, you know.
Yeah.
After you beat Contra, what else are you going to go? Well, I guess I can play Mario again, or I can play Contra through again. Whatever. So I went back to the game that I was originally going to play. I couldn't play it because this is Xbox and modern times, and you have to install all your games now. So I played the Bloodstained game while I was waiting for it, and then I got really hooked on that game. It was a lot of fun. But the game I was started playing, the one I was waiting to download, was the Batman Telltale Games version.
Yeah.
Batman the Telltale's game, I think it's called.
Yeah. No,
it's got a stupid title, something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's cool. I want to get that game.
Completely different. I've shifted to a... basically an interactive novel thing.
Yeah. That's what most of those games are, man, just interactive.
It's, you know? We complained about QTEs, and then I started playing a game that's heavily QTE.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I can tell you.
All right. Is that it, Break?
I'm on the third chapter of it now, and there are a lot of decisions. I make a decision, I'm like, well, that's not really what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
And I have that same problem with, like, the Mass Effect games and Fallout and stuff like that, is they don't really label them well enough. Like, there are definitely times in Batman where he says exactly what I think he's going to say, but there are times where, like, where it's said it has one sentence down, and then he kind of veers off from that into something completely different. And I'm like, wait a minute.
That's not what I wanted, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
Like, I'm Batman. I'm supposed to be a badass. That's not... What? That's not what I meant. Damn it. So, yeah, other than that, I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's like the Walking Dead Telltale games and such. Like it seems like it's more polished than the last Walking Dead game I've played, though, so that's good.
Yeah. Freak 5's talking about BDSM Rapunzel porn. So that's what he's talking about.
Oh, and I'll tell you if I score with Selena Kyle or not.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, there you go.
Don't spoil it, you sons of bitches.
Somebody's going to spoil it for you, man. All right. Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more London Detective Mysteria. Played a little bit of Song of Memories last weekend, and I haven't got back to it because I've been trying to get through Castlevania Lords of Shadow for the sake of my podcast. But that game is an epitome of everything I hated about last generation gaming. Because it is very uninspired and it's extremely derivative and it doesn't even do what it's trying to do well.
Are you talking the PS2 God of, or the PS3?
God of War gameplay and I said last generation, that would be a PS3.
Hmm. Okay.
But God of War QTEs, button mashy parts, that's gross. I'm only playing it because I need to know the plot in order to talk about it. But if the game was not very threadbare, I think I would have quit already. But at least the game plays better on PC than it did on the PS3 and the Xbox 360, which, by the way, the game was actually 2-disc on the Xbox 360 along with the second game. Which I'm going to have to play both of these. But from what I heard, that the game suddenly becomes competent and interesting at the very end of the game, but that's like a case of too little too late, in my opinion. And this is Mercury Steam's first game, so they obviously learned a lot from that and Mirror of Fate when they did Metroid Return to Samus or Samus Returns or whatever the fuck it's called. But I'll have more to say about that when that comes up.
All right. What else you been playing, Eric?
Seeing movies. Just get to the reviews, I guess, after you're done.
Yeah, real quickly, I just played MPQ, a little bit of Final Fantasy IX. It's as great as I remember it to be, and even more so, I think. And The Order 1886. I'm still working on that game. A lot of problems with that game, but I'll give my review when I finish it, which shouldn't be too
hard. I heard Lords of Shadow 2 is even worse than Lords of Shadow. But,
yeah. So, I'll have a review for The Order 1886. There's some choke points in that game that are just really fucking difficult, man. And I know I got a couple more before I can get... I almost gave up at this one point because it didn't seem like the enemies were ever going to fucking end, and they just sneak up behind you and a couple shots and you're dead. So, I don't know. I'm sticking with it. I got past that point, so I'm working on it. So I'm going to try to get that done for you guys next week, and I'll have my full review. And that's about it. All right, let's move on to reviews. Eric, can you do these rapid fire quickly? Because we've got lots of stuff to get to.
Yeah, okay. Overlord is basically the Wolfenstein 3D movie we'll probably never get. But yeah, that's probably a good thing, because that would suck, actually.
I don't know. If it was done right. If it was done like Overlord, I'd watch it. But whatever.
We could just pretend Overlord is Wolfenstein. That's what we can do.
Pretty much.
But, The male lead character is actually a person of color, so cool. But it's about how they're in World War II and they're on a mission to take out a communications tower over France so that they can actually land into Normandy without getting shot to hell.
Yeah, that was a really harrowing scene. Like when they were parachuting and shit, that was crazy. But yeah,
but they get stuck on this. They crash and they survive, but they're out in the forest, like near town, and then thankfully it's near the communication tower because that's about where they were when they got shot down. But they evade soldiers, and then they discover that there's some weird experiments going on the church that they've taken control of, and it's basically a zombie movie at that point.
Yeah, Dungeon says Overlord really is the Wolfenstein movie we'll never get. But yeah, I like it. Anyways, continue, Eric. What else?
The most interesting aspect of the Blu-ray from Redbox that I rented is that it has a multitude of audio and subtitle options, including Japanese. I thought that was interesting.
That's cool.
Like, it must have been a global release type of deal, so that's why they threw all that stuff on there.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you giving Overlord, Eric?
I'm going to give it an 8.
Sweet. Freak 5's talking about breaking futons during sex, just to let you all know. All right, what else you got, Eric?
And I've got the live-action Full Metal Alchemist movie, the Japanese live-action Full Metal Alchemist movie. No stupid Death Note nonsense going on here. But it is well, they did quite a few things different. I think they're following the manga, but they're also doing their own thing to differentiate it between there, so you have an excuse to see the movie. Because if it were just a complete script rewrite but with live action, it'd be less interesting to see. But because it takes place up through when they get to the prison that they did the experiments on and made the Philosopher's Stones, and that's where it ends. But they actually end up killing two key characters earlier than what would have happened in the manga. So that was kind of interesting. I wonder how they're going to do the second film then, because like, if they're going to make it the same length, they've obviously rushed the story, and there would be no room for that to happen in the second movie, so that's why they did it there. But it was interesting. It kind of feels like a half of a period piece and then half of a Full Metal Alchemist story being thrown together, though. Mm. Although I did like the locations they used. So that was interesting.
All right, so what are you giving Full Metal Alchemist?
I think I'm going to give it a 6.5.
It's above average. All right. Yeah. All right, moving on, Eric.
I'm going to... Okay, yeah. I saw Lego Movie 2 as well. And it's funny, but it's not as good as the original. And that's usually how sequels go, but
that's your Spider-Man 2, but yeah, go ahead.
That's all I really have to say about it without spoiling the plot, but all
right, so what are you giving it, Eric?
But there's probably not going to be a sequel to that, so I guess we can be thankful. But because I think they'd run out of steam after this movie, but and, I mean, they'll probably do other Lego movies, like Lego Batman 2 or something, but I'm going to give this one a 7.
Okay. And your final review, Eric, and please, spoiler limited.
Stuff happens.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
But I will say that I thought it was interesting that they completely rewrote like an entire race of people in the movie.
Oh, you're talking about Captain Marvel, right? That's the review you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised by that too.
Yeah.
What
we're talking about Captain Marvel now, aren't we?
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the What's that?
What you're referring to is what I'm saying.
Maybe a race of
S in their name. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. As opposed to I don't want to spoil anything. Like,
don't
I,
spoil anything. Really, like, what, let's just
it's
go with this.
A huge spoiler. I can't even we can't even really hint at it.
What are you giving Captain Marvel? And I just got two questions. What are you giving it? Eric.
All I have to say is that it's a movie about them fighting space Nazis and then realizing they were fighting for the space Nazis.
What are you giving Captain Marvel, Eric?
It's not as good as I was hoping it would be, but it's at least better than Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
So I'm going to give this a 7.5.
Okay. The only other question that I have, is this a good female entry point to like a hero, like a Marvel, a really solid female hero movie?
Not as good as Wonder Woman, in my opinion.
Well,
mainly because they played it safe with the plot line, and you didn't really get to see what they were capable of.
Well,
because that was saved for the very end of the movie. So I think it's a good intro to probably will be a much better sequel.
Okay, that's fair.
I will say that a lot of people won't that might not know Captain Marvel might say like Betty Sue or something like that. No, not at all. Like she is extremely powerful. You know the trope of woman overpowered.
That's called Mary Sue.
Mary Sue, whatever. I don't give a shit. That's what I meant. Mary Sue. I mean, yeah, totally Mary Sue. That's what I meant.
Yeah, Free Five says.
But that's not what it like. If you know anything about Marvel, about Captain Marvel's backstory or Ms. Marvel, she used to.
I saw a death battle where they pit Captain Marvel versus Android 18 from Dragon Ball. Of course, Android 18 won because they're way more, power scaling is way higher.
I think if it was a real fight, Captain Marvel would be more powerful. Captain Marvel is one of the most powerful heroes in the Marvel universe.
Yes, that is true. That is absolutely true.
I think if he said Wonder Woman is so good, I think she would beat Wonder Woman one on one.
I think so too.
I don't think it would be much of a fight even.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak 5 says, I liked Ant-Man and the Wasp. So did I. Peter of Melbourne.
I didn't hate it, but it was not as good as I was hoping it could have been.
I liked it. It's separate from the whole. I kind of look at the Ant-Man. Hold on. I kind of look at the Ant-Man movies kind of like their own side, kind of different thing. So, I like Ant-Man.
I love the sight gags in the Ant-Man.
Yeah, also, they're good.
Also, the best part of Captain Marvel, in my opinion, is the absolutely hilarious explanation as to why Nick Fury has an eye patch.
Ooh, I can't wait for that. I don't.
There's a certain character that's like kind of the.
You mean one of my new favorite characters? Is that who you're referring to?
Are you talking about Goose the Cat? Goose the Cat's
yes,
awesome.
Yes, I am. Goose the Cat is amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, Goose the Cat is a good character. Yeah. I didn't know it was called Goose, but
yeah, Goose is awesome.
If they mention the name of the movie, then I barely missed it because I had a bad theater experience because I'm not going to that theater anymore. I'm in Theater 6. If they're putting a movie in Theater 6, they gotta fix the fucking speakers because they're popping all over the place.
Yeah, that it's like sucks. My surround sound with an optical audio cable. I gotta get that fixed, man. It's driving me nuts. But anyways, so Peter of Maldi Broadcast said he's one of the best Marvel.
It's called Goose the Cat, but it might as well be called a certain elder god. Is basically what it should.
One of Marvel's best origin stories, better than Ant-Man and the Wasp. I call BS on that. Weiland says Captain Marvel was a fun movie, but I also enjoyed Ant-Man and the Wasp. Wonder Woman was so good. I agree, Dungeon. I really like Wonder Woman. iPad story. Goose Cat has all the adorbs. Yeah, I. That's what I've been gathering. I really want
to
see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was too, Dungeon Buster.
A reference to Top Gun's Goose. Okay.
Yeah. Like he's the real pilot.
Are they gonna explain where the hell Goose came from, though?
They might. But there's a whole thing in the.
Not only where he came from, but where the hell is he now?
Yeah, look, Goose is an awesome character. Read the comics with Goose in it.
Maybe
they're pretty fucking good.
Thanos for us, and
I was going to say, they really need his help right now.
Yeah. All right. Any heiscapade break? Do you have a heiscapade this week? I didn't. No. Okay. I don't either, so let's move on.
Well, Goose isn't a typical cat.
No.
He's not actually a cat. He was an alien.
Yes. Happens to look like a cat. Spoilers.
I mean, basically, he is. For all intents and purposes, like, what?
So he's Rocket,
Cat?
But Cat.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see Rocket and Goose together. That would be fantastic, man. I'd watch that for sure. All right,
yeah,
let's.
Speaking of buddy cop movies,
you started it. Don't blame me for the spoilers. With your cats don't live long. You started this, freak. This is all on you, man.
Yeah. What do you mean cats don't live long? They have 9 lives.
That's right. Son of a bitch, Freak 5. Okay, let's move on, guys. We need to move on to.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Stinkos this week.
Wait, I had something I wanted to say that I saw when I saw the movie. But there's going to be another Fast and Furious movie, and it's a spinoff with Dobbs and Vance and Statham's character.
Yeah, Shaw, Hobbs and Shaw.
I want a spinoff movie from the Marvel with starring Goose and Cosmo.
Goose and Cosmo would be great. I think a Goose Cosmo Rocket Raccoon mashup would be good.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And throw in Howard the Duck. Why not? Have a whole team. That would be sweet, I think. All right, let's move on to our
Speaking
Stinko.
Of Howard the Duck, I know that there's going to be – is it a TV show coming out soon, I think? It's going to be written by Kevin Smith, and there was a reference in
– Yes.
I don't want to spoil it, but there was a reference to a Kevin Smith movie since it was the 90s. There's a whole lot of 90s reference in Captain Marvel.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
Which is good with me.
Freak
I
5
it.
Says Stinko of the Week is his kids. Weiland says, so I'm looking at the newest issue of Star Wars. They gave Han the jacket from Solo. Okay. All right. Yeah, the Hobbs and Shaw trailer. Howard the Duck. I think that would be good. All right.
I intentionally went late. I didn't want to watch trailers.
Yeah. I kind of like – that's the only time I can watch trailers is when I go to like a Marvel movie because I don't know. You know, they usually – like if they're for other Marvel movies, they don't show too much, which I like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever. All right. Let's go on to Stinko's Break, man. Your Stinko of the Week.
We talked about earlier the daylight savings type thing, which is – I know I always complain daylight savings time. It's not really true. Daylight savings time means that we lose an hour and go to a we have more daylight later into the night. You know, as opposed to, like we were speaking about earlier, where it's, you know, when we go into the fall back,
yeah,
we lose an hour, and in the wintertime by 5:30, it's pitch black outside. It's fucking cold and pitch black. Like it's just, it's miserable in the wintertime. It needs to stop. Like
I agree with you, Breakman, but I'm like a creature of the night. I kind of like nighttime better. And
I get it, but you wouldn't lose nighttime. It would just start
right.
A little later.
That's
like,
what
it
I'm
would
saying.
Go
like,
into the,
yeah.
What's that?
I'm just saying that, like, I wish they would go one way or the other. Just pick either, you know, you say the daylight saving time where you save the hour or whatever. Just stick with one and fuck the rest, man. I'm so sick of
going
this.
Going back and forth is stupid.
Yes, it's so dumb, and I understand. I know the reasoning behind it. There's this – I mean, I did my homework on this shit. There's this whole, you know, the farmers at the beginning and all that type of shit because they needed to, you know, save that time and, you know, the daylight. And I understand it as a gardener myself. I won't tell you what I garden. But
I thought you grew tomatoes.
I do. I grow tomatoes. Well, it's actually legal here to grow other stuff. But you know what I'm saying? I understand the reasoning. But come on, man! Like this is—it's 2019. Do we really need that?
Yeah, that was like 200 years ago. I'm born.
Right. It's so dumb. It's so.
We've got phones. We've got.
I think they start. When did they start at like 19? It's not as old as a lot of people think.
And pretty soon we'll probably be able to make tractors drones. So, who cares? You don't need to get up early if the machine can do it for you.
Yeah, I agree. It's so dumb. I mean, obviously,
there's no reason we should have to reset our clocks twice a year.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree. Reasoning is dumb.
And one thing I've always noticed every time the clock resets, I don't know if you guys noticed this, like it seems like the time is different for different people.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It discombobulates. There's been even psychological research on this, and it discombobulates people. So, and I know from personal experience, from my years and years of personal experience, it discombobulates me every time, whether it's to save the hour or, you know, go forward or backwards, whatever. It is jarring, and it takes us – like for me, it literally takes at least a couple months to get used to that. And by that time, you're worried about the next change. So it's like we're in constant flux on this fucking – like in Phoenix, they don't do it ever. And I think that's the way it should be done everywhere.
Well, that's because they're central. That's why.
No, they're not. They're not central. Phoenix would be in the – I can't remember if it's either the Pacific time or mountain time. But they're
– ooh, that is a good question.
They're right there, but either way, they don't do the change, and it makes perfect sense. Like we should all never have to worry about that. And like no. Freak is saying in chat, the farmers could just change the time that they get up, if that's what the big you know thing is. And he also says, I know what I grow in my garden. Yes, everybody knows Freak 5. But you know what? That saves me a shit ton of money, and I don't give a fuck because I grow my own shit, you know. So, I mean, I still have weed from last year. That tells you how good of a weed gardener I am. So, you know.
Arizona is in mountain time.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. So it should just be that way all the time. So I agree with you, Brake, man. That's a hell of a stinko, man. And it should come up every time it happens on this show. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Brake?
No. We're going to talk about the politics thing, so it doesn't need to be a stinko.
Yeah. All right. Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinko is I have a $20 raise for my rent, so boo.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That sucks. But at least it's only 20, man. I mean, that could be – you know, 100.
Yeah, but now I'm paying $550 every month now.
Oof, ouch.
Yeah. If Frank still has weed from last year,
which is still lower than most other people, but it's still high.
Yeah. If Frank still has weed from last year, I think he is growing a shit ton since he wasn't able to smoke it all. You underestimate the amount of weed that I can smoke, Freak 5. But what I do is I have a set amount that I grow, and that lasts me the entire year, which is
– really? See, I imagine your house, like you open – like when people come into your house, like they'll knock on the door. You open the door, and like this cloud of smoke just comes right out the door.
No,
like,
it's
– oh, shit. That was powerful. So,
no, it actually –
Everybody who walks up the door is just immediately stoned from all the shit that –
you know what? If I had my own place, that probably would be the case, Brake Man. But no, I smoke, but I smoke at night. I don't, you know, like during the day and stuff, I very rarely do. And especially on Fridays, like when I'm doing the show, I don't smoke until well after the show is done. So it's not the case. I live with my parents, Brake Man, and I can't smoke in the house. So yeah, no, I don't. I do not smoke in the house. I wish I could. Because trust me, you'd be getting that cloud that you're talking about, but no.
Your parents would suddenly get the munchies and stuff. Like, what's wrong here?
Yeah, exactly. It takes a lot to get high on secondhand smoke, though. It really does. All right. Although I do like to bake out in a tent, man. That's pretty fun. But Eric, did you have anything else?
No.
All right, I got a couple real quick. Xfinity, which is Comcast, decided to charge my parents $333 this month for...
Did they at least give them a bottle of lube?
No, I wish they would have, because that might have been more...
So that raping wasn't even, like, it was just dry. Okay.
And it's so stupid because, like, it's based on data usage, right? And I was talking to the technician, which didn't help me with the bill at all. But they were like, well, do you torrent? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on, man. Number one, if I did torrent, which I don't torrent at all for a myriad of reasons. I don't want the headache and it's hard and I can't figure it out. I've tried before, years ago. But I told him, I was like, even if I did torrent, why would I tell you on a recorded phone call that I'm torrenting? It's the stupidest question you could ever ask somebody that you know, is inquiring about data. But I don't know. I just kind of put him in his place because I'm like, look, you know, my parents aren't tech savvy. You know, they're not downloading porn. They're not doing anything super extravagant except with your platform, your Xfinity platform, you know, your YouTube and stuff like that. So no, the answer is no. I'm not doing it. I said one time I went over on data purposely, not purposely, but I knew it was going to be close because my PlayStation crashed. You guys remember it was a few months back, my PlayStation crashed, so I had to download all my fucking games again. And I questioned myself whether I would get, you know, data charges based on that. They give you a terabyte, and between watching YouTube in 4K and all that, I could see where it would get close. But I wasn't even doing 4K video. I was doing, you know, I do like 240p or 480p, which is like, you know what, barely DVD quality. So there's no way that I went over in January. But apparently, check this out, guys. They said we went through 1.6 terabytes of data. And they said
Yeah, is that possible?
That's what I'm saying. How is that even fucking possible? And he's like, look, I've seen way worse and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, way worse.
Yeah, for people who are like streaming or like selling porn out of their house or something, you know what I mean?
Are they purposely throttling their connections just so they could bilk money out of you?
No,
they might be throttling their connection. Might be right.
They might be throttling for one, and they said that
this is what happens when we don't have net neutrality.
Yes, this is the type of shit that goes on without net neutrality, and I'm like, look.
We need not only net neutrality, but we need to like outlaw data caps.
Yeah. I totally agree with that because at least
like significantly bump the data cap ceilings for providers who still do data caps.
Right. I keep telling my parents they should just get rid of cable for one because you can get anything you need on the internet. But I'm looking at this. I mean, how stupid is this? Their normal bill is like $171 before taxes, right?
Damn.
No, but that includes like phone and their cable and the internet. Right.
Yeah, so they have the whole package.
Yeah, they got that.
Like, they've tried to get me on that. I just want their internet.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Internet. There's zero reason to have cable now, and I wish I could convince my parents.
Or a phone line.
Yeah, there's zero reason for both the phone line and
I guarantee you they just don't want to lose their phone number.
But they have a cell phone.
It doesn't matter. Like, they've had their phone number forever. They don't want to lose their phone number.
You know what I wish they could do? Is transfer, and they can transfer that, they can port that number out to a cell phone. If they still want that phone number, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to be like, look, the way to save money is just get the ultimate internet package, fuck the cable, and fuck the landline bullshit. You know, and if you still want your number, we'll work on getting that number ported over. But there's no reason to have it. There is zero reason. And this is proof. A bill of $171 a month, right? And they added $140 fucking dollars for internet overages, data overages. $140. How is that? And
said, like, you're streaming porn for other people.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. 1.6 terabytes. I'm like, you got to be joking me. And he's like, well, I can't take care of the bill. I was like, why am I talking to you then? You know what I mean? And this is what I was doing before the show, right before the show. I'm arguing with these guys, and he's taking me through all this. He's like, well, you need to change. You know, sometimes there's programs that you download that are running in the background that do data and all this. I was like, so you're saying that that senior citizens, my parents, have stuff that they've downloaded and I've looked, they got Mac computers. It's not like they have like PCs, which, you know, there's always viruses with PCs, you know, that you know, shit like that. Freakfire says Bernie and Frank are webcamming. Yeah, no way, man. Nobody wants to see me on a webcam, Freakfire. You know this as well as I do. But so yeah.
Hey, what is that? Is that Is that the amount?
How dare you, Blake, man? How dare you break
me? What am I look? Oh, God.
I'm walking off this show, you son of a bitch. I'm walking off. I'm going to become a security guard or something. I don't need this shit, man. No, but so $140 fucking dollars extra on the bill that I got to try to get them to take care of this time. So it's like their shit is whack, man. Like I said, there was one time that I did download a shit ton of games on my PlayStation that might have warranted us going over that 1 terabyte slightly, but 1.6 terabytes, how is that even fucking unless you're torrenting porn or something. It's mind-boggling, strange. And I don't do any 4K shit. I don't watch YouTube in 4K. So it's like, oh God, man. Now I got to fight with them over this shit. I'm like, I wish my parents would just get rid of it and just keep
the internet. They need to give you a detailed breakdown of the bill.
He went through like all the devices that were connected, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me, dude. I understand my PlayStation, my Xbox, you know, which hasn't been connected in forever, but you're telling me that between a PlayStation, my iPhone, 2 Macs, and that's it. Oh, and their TV, my TV is connected to the internet. Between those 5 devices that we downloaded 1.6 terabytes of information, you're out of your mind, man.
That's ridiculous. That,
it is ridiculous. It's crazy. My son thinks he's getting a smartphone for his birthday. LMAFO. Yeah, exactly. all right, and then my other stinko is the Manafort sentencing, not because he only got 4 years, which is a stinko of the week in itself, but my beef was not so much the amount, because 4 years is a lot of time to do in prison anyways, so I don't much care about that. But if you look in comparison to what other people get for their sentencing, i.e. a black guy that sold, I believe it was $20 worth of marijuana that's serving a life sentence, where's the justice there? Where's the justice in Paul Manafort, a rich piece of shit white guy that broke several fucking laws and was convicted and lied over and over, up to and including lying after he made a plea deal? Where's the justice in 4 years out of a possible 20? Tell me, guys, where's the justice in that? And you know damn right he's not going to serve that entire 4 fucking years. You know? So what, yeah, I mean,
no shit.
Some guy that sells
he'll get like behavior or whatever like time served and shit, like whatever those exceptions are.
Yeah.
And generally they serve maybe like 2/3 of their thing, of their time. So he'll probably say, or serve of the, 48 months, he'll probably serve like 32 maybe.
Yes, yes, or then, less,
and,
or
and,
less.
And then like good behavior and stuff like that, he'll probably get even less.
So Manafort is going to get out of jail probably in 2.5, maybe 3 years, right? And have a multi-million dollar book deal waiting for him when he gets out, if he didn't already sign a multi-million dollar book deal. Yet this guy that's serving a life sentence for selling $20 worth of fucking weed has no chance of getting out. Where's the fucking justice in that? That's my stinko of the week. Sorry. I just went off on a little tangent, but
Dungeon Buster says he is still going to be sentenced by another judge.
Yeah, but watch.
Which is good news. Hopefully, like, it'll be a stack on top of it. Like, the 48-month, that's... Or 48 months. Like, that was a horseshit type charge.
That's a dual standard charge. Sentence. He's not going to get much more. I would venture to say he maybe gets another year concurrent, not you know, after. I can almost assure you, man, this guy's. If I would have committed these same crimes that this asshole did, I'd have been in jail for the full 20. I think it was 24 years, and especially after lying, the judge said that he's led a. What did he say? It was a otherwise unremarkable. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding? Man, this shit just makes me so irritated. I can't imagine if I had these same charges. What I'd be in jail for 20 years. I wouldn't even get a chance to plead my case. I'd be in jail so fucking fast, man. But 4 fucking years, it's ridiculous and insulting, not only to the American people, but to the justice system in general, which I believe is a fucking joke. It's a joke when somebody can get a life sentence for selling $20 worth of fucking weed. And this asshole, who has had a major impact on American politics and American life in general, gets 4 years. 4 years. Unbelievable.
And Freak does make another point. I do think they're trying to get more state charges against him instead of federal, so Trump can't pardon him, which is a good thing.
I hope so. I hope so. This guy deserves to spend the rest of his fucking natural life in prison. He's done more damage to our politics than I can think of. I'm trying to think. Dating back to maybe Nixon, this guy's done that much damage. Plus, he's a fucking foreign agent. 4 years. Four fucking years.
He's an idiot is what he is.
Yes, he is. And he's getting basically off with and he's probably going to serve it in a minimum security prison. Watch and see. Mark my words. This guy's going to be in one of these posh fucking prisons and being treated like a fucking king in prison. Just watch. Mark my words. Double standard for poor people and people of color and rich old white dudes like this guy. Watch and see. Mark my words. All right. Did I already do yours, Break?
Are we on Stinko?
Yes,
still?
Stinkos. Yeah. All right. And did I do yours, Eric? Your Stinko? I think I did.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you sure that wasn't your Sweeto? No, I'm just kidding.
All right. On to.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week.
All right. Your Sweeto of the week, Break.
Goose the cat.
There you go. That's an awesome one, man. I like that. I like that a lot, man. Goose the cat's awesome. Anything else to add to that, Break?
I can't think of anything else.
All right, Eric, your Sweeto of the week.
Don't really have one.
All right, I'm going to go with mine then. I also have a couple. My first one is it's International Women's Day, so, you know, hats off to all the women in the world, you know, that are doing good, and hopefully we can treat everybody with respect. Don't go online and treat women like objects, because they are definitely not. They're women, so... You know, happy International Women's Day to all the women out there and all the women that are listening to the show, which is
a major superhero movie, you know, main character is a woman.
I like
it. It's kind of a good day to come out. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but that's kind of good timing. So, and then my second, we're talking about politics, but people are freaking out about Bernie Sanders, man. I mean, the Democrats are shitting in their drawers right now because Bernie is leading in almost every single poll that you look at. They like to throw Joe Biden in there, who's polling slightly ahead of Bernie, but Joe Biden's a piece of shit, and he will quickly fade. He's done it time and time again. I am not worried about Joe Biden, so go ahead, Joe. Enter the race, because it ain't going to last long before people see you for the true you. This is the guy that said that Mike Pence was a, quote, decent guy, right? Go ahead. Enter the race. I can't wait. I hope he does, because he's leading in some of the polls. But as it stands now, Bernie is leading in almost every single poll that's out there. So I'm extremely excited. I think he's going to win this time, guys. I don't think even the ageist Democrats can thwart the attempt. The groundswell and the grassroots support that Bernie has is kind of overwhelming, and I'm so happy for that. Like, I'm
sick of politics in general. Like, it's so disgusting and corrupt.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And it takes like somebody like Bernie to like smash those fucking tropes, break, man. It ain't going to be Kamala Harris, who's been seen at, you know, big donor dinners and stuff like that, which I also think is horse shit. You should never take big money from corporations or anything like that. And Bernie doesn't do that. You know where Bernie gets his money? From the people. It's all grassroots money. The most you could donate per person is $27 to Bernie's campaign. I think there's an exception for certain events. I think it's like the max is like $1,000. But think about that. The max is $1,000. So even if you're a big major company and you want to donate to Bernie's campaign, the most you could do is $1,000. So that's the way to win. His platform is the best of anybody. He's the only one with a platform, I can say, outside of maybe Elizabeth Warren. I think Andrew Yang has some interesting ideas, but I don't. I know he doesn't have the name recognition. Tulsi Gabbard's loaned the polls, and she has a lot of good things going for her, although I don't like the way that she's treated LGBT community in the past. But, you know, I know she's turned over a new leaf. I think Bernie's going to win it this time, Freak 5. He says, I don't think Bernie can win this time. He absolutely can win this time, and he's winning. He's winning right now, Freak 5. And as long as that momentum keeps going and I don't see anything stopping it, he's going to win. He's going to win. Unless the DNC fucks him over like they did last time, he's going to win it. So that's my sweeto of the week.
Well, not only is Hillary not running, she's getting out of politics.
No, she's not.
I hope so.
She's not getting out of politics. She said she was going to have an active role in the primary. So what that says to me is she's going to try to screw Bernie. But go ahead. Go ahead. I think Bernie's got all the momentum.
After I didn't like it at the time, but I understand his reasoning for it. Like, he went wholeheartedly behind her, and it was all because of Trump. Like, basically, right. He just didn't want Trump.
I forget who's Dave Kovac.
In movie character. The movie Dave, he became president.
I never saw the movie Dave.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says we need a president that can sit.
It was like the Prince and the Pauper type story.
Yeah. Mm. Dungeon says we need a president that can sit down with homeless kids and do cool magic tricks. Yeah,
I only saw Wag the Dog. Like, that's my president movie I've seen.
Yeah. All right.
That was the fake. Was that a fake war movie?
No.
Fuck. What's that fake war movie? I'm trying to think of.
Maybe you're right, and I'm thinking of some other movie.
The politicians.
The movie with Robin Williams in it.
The politicians were trying to basically use a fake war as a distraction for what they're really doing.
Yeah.
That was Wag the Dog, right? Am I wrong here? Dungeon Buster says, yeah, it was the fake movie. Okay.
Oh, wait, no, I was thinking of some other movie. I forget what it was called now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not crazy then. Not totally crazy anyway.
I was thinking of the Robin Williams movie.
Freak 5 says he should run.
Good Morning Vietnam, maybe?
Freak 5, what are you going to...
It's a war movie with
Robin Williams. No, it just has Robin Williams in it, and he like became president or something. Because of a polling-ish error.
I do know what movie you're talking about, actually. Yeah, like for a moment he was president, but then they found out it was just the machine went wrong.
I probably got the name wrong because I saw that preview when I saw the movie. So,
I did see that movie. I can't think of the name of it.
Somebody
either.
In chat can get it, but we need to move on, guys. Let's move on to. All right, I actually have a kind of a fun gaming related. Free-for-all for you guys. I was watching a What Culture video, so I got to give them credit for coming up
with what?
What Culture. It's an internet thing on YouTube. But anyways.
I thought you said Woke Culture. I was like, oh no.
No, What Culture. What? I will run, Freak 5 says, I'll run on the promise that I will deport. How dare you, Freak 5? I do nothing but.
Actually, What Culture is probably worse. I don't know.
They're not worse, man. All they do is just videos, man, about video game stuff and wrestling and stuff like that. They're pretty benign. But I got an idea from them. They had a video, and it sort of went something like this. Do you have a small detail in a video game that kind of tickles your fancy? And as an example, like a lot of people like when their characters can walk upstairs realistically, like with realistic motion. So I'm going to ask you guys, what is the one small detail in a video game that you like? You know, something. It could be something like in a first-person shooter, looking at your legs or something. You know, like some first-person shooters, you can't really see your feet or legs. What something like that? What in video games do you like a lot? Like a small detail like that. And I'll start with you, Eric.
I can't really think of one now. I can move to someone else.
Yeah, break. What
I see it in the Assassin's Creed games, but when your character goes up to, say, against a wall or something like that, I like seeing an interaction where, and I use Assassin's Creed because I see him, like, putting the characters putting their hands up against the wall.
Yeah.
Kind of like this realistic kind of look, as opposed to most games where you go up against the wall and your character just kind of still running there and it. Running in place, look.
Yeah,
good,
yeah,
know?
Yeah. No, that's a great example, Breakman. I'll give you an example that I like a lot. Like, whether I'm playing a first-person shooter or an action game or anything like that, like, when you see a mirror and you can go by the mirror and the mirror mimics your character, you know? I mean, I think it was this generation was really where you could see the details, like any character movement that you made. If you look in a mirror, that character mimics what you're doing as like a real mirror would. I love that detail. And every time I run into a mirror like that, it's like, oh, a mirror. And you're like looking at it and you're like,
I can't think of one, but I could tell you things I hate that like are little details that I don't like.
Oh, well, okay. Go ahead.
I don't like it when any kind of lens flare happens in a movie. It's like, yeah, you're playing a game, but I'm not viewing the game from a perspective of an actual camera. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, lens flare is kind of I'm not a big fan of that either, but let's see. Freak5 says, I like when games have people get mad at you when you go into their houses and rummage through their things. Yeah, for sure. That's a great detail that people do. Dungeon says, I like it when characters recognize that you've already done a side quest before asking them about it. Yeah, that's really cool too. That way you don't have to rehash and, you know, it shows that the developers of that game are really into what they're doing and they're trying not to leave any little small detail undone, you know. But I don't know. To me, like, when you see yourself in a mirror, to me, it's kind of a marvelous thing, man. Like when the developers put that much work where, you see yourself in the mirror, you see things in the background or, like when you move, it moves the way that you would move in the mirror and stuff like that. I think that is a really, really good detail. Man of the Year, okay. Breakman, that's what it was?
I got one now.
Okay, Eric.
I like it when you're playing certain video games, like, and the soundtrack sounds like it's underwater when your character goes underwater.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
In certain games, that's a good effect. I mean, it's not something I'd like to see all the time, but like when the mood's right, when it's an action game, like The Messenger.
That's a good detail, man. Like when let's say you're at a pool setting and you have music going on and you go underneath the water, I mean, of course it changes the way that the music sounds. So that's a great one. Freak5 says, and while it makes sense, I hate when you have to choose the quest item from your bag before giving it to them. I like it better when you walk up to them and they have already looked in your pocket and said, oh, I need this thing. Yeah, that's because you're lazy, Freak5. Let's just put it that way.
That's basically like, wow. Like, you just go up to them. Like, they send you on the quest. I need 10 feet. I need 10 paws of a wolf. You have to kill 20 wolves to get 10 paws, but whatever.
Yeah.
You go back to him and you talk to him and he automatically takes them out of your inventory without you having to do anything. Lazy. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He admits he's lazy in chat. Freak5 admitted it. So, all right. Well, I just thought that would be.
That's one of those things that always bugs me in say the MMOs and other RPGs is when they when they send you on a quest, we need 10 eyes of Cyclopses, and you have to fight like 30 Cyclops to get 10 eyes.
Wait a minute, I hate that shit.
Didn't the other ones have eyes? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that always sucks, man. We could go all day with shit that sucks, but I thought it'd be cool to go through like a positive thing that just makes you like, man, I really like that. Like a small detail, like you know, obviously animations, proper animations going up and downstairs. Like back in the day, like if you were playing something like, I don't know, like Metal Gear, like when you were walking up and downstairs, like you didn't have the legs moving up and down. It was just like you just kind of gliding up the stairs. But the later ones, like, you know, they did the animations to where you were like actually walking up each stair or every other stair or something like that. I like stuff like that, you know, like little small details that you wouldn't normally get back in the day. But the mirror thing, for sure.
GTA games are really good at it. Your character walks down the street and like people say things, comment on them, say like if your character is like dressed real nice, sometimes people are like, hey, that's a nice outfit.
Yeah, those are cool
type stuff. And really, he'll respond. Your character responds. I love that stuff.
Yeah, that stuff is really good.
Okay, now when we're on the topic, I mean, I like it when your character gets wet and starts dripping after you get out of the water.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Here's another detail. What about like walking in snow and seeing your footprints? I love that. Yeah. That adds.
Yeah, my only problem with that is.
And then those footprints getting covered up in real time.
What were you saying,
Blake?
Yeah. Break?
Like, I hate that. Like, you make a little track of footprints and then you watch them getting covered up.
Like if it, you know what, that effect only works really well when it's actually snowing in the game. Like, yeah. To me, that's really cool. Like, you're walking and you see your footprints and it's snowing and it's slowly kind of that. Because in real life, you guys know, you're in a place where it snows. I'm here in Colorado. Like, that shit happens. Like,
or mud or, you know, any other kind of substance that you could leave footprints.
Yeah, sand. Sand, that's another one. But I like stuff like that. Like, that, to me, that's a lot of good work that people put into their game. But I don't know. I like stuff like that. I thought it'd be a cool, interesting topic to talk about this week instead of the normal, you know, politics or, you know, skeptic shit.
No, yeah, Freak 5 said he likes games that like, use toilets because then you could tweet, I pooped today.
Yeah, I mean, shit, use that hashtag, I pooped today. And tag RP Grinders in it, man. We want to see that. There was
one game, it was really terrible, like first-person type shooter, and where your character had to go to the bathroom, and it had to sleep, had to eat at certain points. Meanwhile, in between those, you had to fight other characters. Yeah. It was the worst fucking game. One of the most terrible games I ever played.
What was it?
I can't remember what the fuck it was.
You try to purge it from your memory because it was that traumatic.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. That could be a topic for another day, man. Let's see. Freak Fight says, I still remember the Final Fantasy game when Kefka, oh, that was 6. Sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, sitting on the toilet giving a conversation. Yeah. Hey, what you doing?
Yeah. All right, guys, that's all I had unless you guys had anything else. You have anything else, Break?
I guess I like the little details in there. And I'm playing the game, the Batman game. I like the conversation type stuff. I want a lot more of that in games. I want character interaction. I don't want to feel like I'm in a stagnant world, and I think modern games have done a lot. They've done a lot to make you feel like your characters are more in a world instead of
immersive.
Instead of like just characters on a playset.
Yeah.
Well, Freak says in games where you can pet dogs and cats, that's I'm mad cool. At Breath of the Wild and Super Mario Odyssey, you cannot pet the dogs.
Yeah, I know. That's a good detail. Suck. Yeah. All right, Eric, you have anything else before we get out of here?
I will say that I found out that it was the birthday of my brother's dog.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Eric's
dog. They are 2 years old.
Yeah, go out and get presents for your dogs on their birthdays, I guess. I don't know. All right, Break Man, let's do our plugs.
Dungeon Buster says, me too. I like small details that might not save the world, but are just nice to have in making that world cooler. Exactly. Yeah. That sums it up. You can follow me at break_man and at RP Grinders on Twitter.
All right. Eric, your plugs, please.
And you can find reviews I've written on sites like BostonBasherBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, HonestGamers.com, and FogNetwork.com. In fact, there's 2 reviews on TotallyGN this week, and that would be
the reviews for Anodyne and Observer. I didn't get around to writing a couple more, but hopefully I'll have some up the weekend.
Mangina? What are you... What game?
What?
What game were you playing?
Anodyne.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anything else, Eric?
Anodyne's like a Zelda type game. But, okay. It's got a Switch release now. But, no, I don't, that's, you can, if you like those reviews, you can, go to my Twitter account at ArcRPG and then look in my profile for my Patreon account. If you want to support me financially, even something as small as a dollar would help me out, especially since my rent went up.
Yeah, exactly. Freak5 says, I also like games that have your characters in their underwear when you take off all their armor. That's
I'd like that too. Yeah. And not because, you know, we're taking their underwear type stuff. It's that the clothing are different models from the character themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark Souls, there's a lot of
also like... it makes me feel better that they aren't freezing under that armor. Or getting burned because like they might be hot somewhere hot.
Right. Dark Souls, a lot of speedrunners take off all their armor and they play like in their undies all the way through. But all right, my plugs are as follows. I want to thank
that sounds fun.
Yeah. Gotta go fast. Oh yeah. I guess I did have a stinko. I completely forgot about.
You're gonna have to wait till next week, Eric, because we're moving on.
Yeah, but maybe by next week there'll be more developments and okay. We can complain then.
Okay. I wanna thank everybody in chat. Banana Nananin is in chat. Thanks for joining. Freak 5, our good friend Freak 5 is in chat. Make sure you listen to Zombies Anonymous if you like horror and zombie related material. They do a very fine show. Commander Root, thank you so much for joining. Bernie was in chat. Thanks, Bernie. New to the chat, GDDR5. GDDR5, thank you so much. Wyland was in chat. Good friend Wyland, thank you so much. Polizzi. So the police is in chat. I've seen Polizzi in chat. So
like
thank you so
with
much.
Sting?
I don't know. We'd have to ask Polizzi. I think it's like the.
You said the police are in chat. Like, is it the group
I think
or
this,
do you mean the cops?
No, I think this was like the cops, like from Europe type thing. You know, because that's how they pronounce it or they
hold
say
on,
it.
I got
the Bobbies.
Yeah, Positivity Bot was in chat. Dungeon Buster, good friend Dungeon Buster was in chat. Who's a fucking wicked gamer. So if you're looking to see somebody that can play some video games, catch him on PlayStation 4. Sometimes he does live streams and I watched him play. I felt bad because I like got onto the stream on PlayStation 4 and I fell asleep like 5 minutes into his Exodus, Metro Exodus stream. But he's an awesome gamer. So good on you, Dungeon. I saw the very end and like the beginning of that PlayStation's play session. So there you go. Slow Cool. Was in chat. Thank you so much. Slow Cool. You've been in there before. Tade has been in there, T-E-Y-Y-D. Thank you so much. Undefined_ninja, first timer, I think. So thanks for joining the chat. Really appreciate it.
Wait,
you guys...
they weren't in there earlier.
Well, they are there now. So thank you.
Maybe they are super undefined because they weren't even there.
That's, like, I wonder about these. Like, are these bots? Or are these people like, are these moderators that are just making sure we're not offensive?
I don't think all of them are bots, man. I would know if they were moderators or bots because I control the moderators on that channel. But bots maybe, but I don't think so.
So you're saying these are people that are like, you know, they're actually have us in the background or something? They're playing the game and they're listening
they're
to us?
They probably are.
I mean, I feel sorry for like, I'm sorry.
You're a bad radio.
I feel sorry for them. I feel bad for them. Like, I apologize. Like,
and
we're not Jim Sterling's old podcast level.
No,
bad,
we're better. We're yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to all the archive listeners. If you're listening to us on YouTube, you get an extra few minutes at the beginning if you join on YouTube and Twitch. All the Twitchers out there that are listening on, you know, on archive. Everybody listening to our podcast archive on iTunes, etc. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate it. If you want to join us live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on Twitch and YouTube. Just search RP Grinders, or as a lot of people like to say, to say RPG Grinders, even though it's not RPG Grinders, it's RP Grinders. But thank you guys so much. We really do appreciate it. Anybody have anything else?
Who are those lot of people you're talking about?
Fuck those clocks.
Yeah, fuck the clocks.
fuck the clocks and whoever Frank, whoever that one person Frank's talking about is.
How dare you. All right, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Oh, if you want to join me on Twitter at Frank Branches or RP Grinders on all the systems, add me to your account. I don't have a lot of friends on there, so feel free. RP Grinders, we're on all the platforms, so there you go. All right.
Wait. I don't think I have you. Oh, no, wait. I do have you on my Xbox, don't I?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
For some reason, I thought I didn't for a second.
Like the only one. I think I have Dungeon, Freak 5, and Wyland, maybe, and that's about it. Oh, and Eric and you on the Xbox. But yeah, it's RP Grinders on all the well, that's true, Freak 5. He says I don't have a lot of friends. I actually don't, so join me on any of those platforms.
He has killed most of them.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. All right, thanks, everybody, for joining. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next weekend. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Cowbell. More cowbell. Get out, live them all, you sons of bitches. Exiled. Exiled, Freak 5 chaos. Dungeon Buster gets a rare exile. Love that cowbell, man. That's awesome. All right. If you are on PS4 later, I'll invite you to play Friday 13th.